Welcome to Grand Final Week on the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got the Gurus picking the Melbourne Storm, taking on the 17 in a row, the high-flying Penrith Panthers. It's going to be a massive week on the podcast. This is the only podcast you need this week. We are going to have content falling out of our ass. Stay tuned. It's going to be a massive one. Let's kick it off.
And now the ball, away they go again. Pappenhausen! Oh, this is a dream! Ryan
Pappenhausen. Here's a clear in from the 40. Oh, he's got plenty of weight. Scored for Melbourne.
Kickout! Yes, sir! Kickout slams it down and the Panthers have hit the front.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. I'm currently sitting here watching the Dally M medal night and, you know, as we all know, no one shoots themselves in the foot better than rugby league. And of course, the Telegraph has posted the results early tonight. And I'm assuming when you're probably listening to this tomorrow morning by now, Jack Whiten has been awarded the Dally M medalist, unless the Telegraph has done an absolute number on everyone. But it seems that Jack Whiten has come home with the award. Now, I'll talk about that in a minute. But as I mentioned, rugby league, no sport in the world shoots itself in the foot better than rugby league. But I'll tell you what, the one thing that we nailed tonight was the captain of the year. That went to Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, and I don't think there is a more deserving captain than Roger this year. He has been sensational, and I'm so glad that he got this award. There was a bit of confusion around it, whether he was actually going to get it, because they didn't make the top eight this year, but I don't think we could have made a better decision. I think Roger has earned that award without a doubt. He's been a big part of what saved rugby league. Even to the last week of that season, you know, he had an injury, couldn't play in the last week. They gave him the option to fly home, and he chose to stay here for his team. That is a real captain's knock, and this is the sort of guy that this franchise, obviously they are building around him, but fuck, I've said a few times, I've never wanted to see the New Zealand Warriors win a comp more than I want to see them win it right now with Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. They're building something really special there, and he is just the centrepiece. I love this bloke. I've got so much respect for him, and I would just love to see him win that premiership there. That's what he's come there to do. He left the Roosters. You know, he could have stayed there and played fullback there and won a couple of comps. He's taken the challenge. He's gone to the New Zealand Warriors, and he's trying to lift them off the canvas, and I absolutely love the way he goes about his business. He's a fantastic skipper. Now, the other one that we really nailed was, of course, the New Zealand Warriors again winning the Proven Summons Medal. And I've just spoken about Roger pulling himself off the canvas. And I've said it a few times this year, what the Warriors had to face this year was unbelievable. And it simply just wasn't fair for them to do what they did and for us to expect of them what they did. They were just incredible this season. They saved rugby league. You know, without the Warriors, we might not have had the NRL this year. And I know myself, fuck, those two months without footy, I was struggling. I was in all sorts. And I know, you know, a lot of my close mates were as well. And it's been a terrible year for everyone, and sport has just saved it for me. And what the Warriors have done, simply amazing. And the NRL, they've made a really good decision here, giving the Warriors that award. No one, no team deserves it more than the Warriors. It's sensational. Now, off to Jack Whiten, and I still can't believe, you know, assuming he does win this award, as I said, it hasn't been announced when I'm recording. I'm assuming tomorrow morning he would have been announced as the winner. I'm really shocked Nathan Cleary hasn't won this award. And in fact, if the Telegraph is right, Cleary manages to finish third, I think. I don't think he even finishes second. So, incredible stuff. And what I will say about Jack Whiten, though, is that at least it's gone to a guy that is deserving. What he's done over the last 3 or 4 years has been simply amazing. I remember about a decade ago, Ricky Stewart tried to play Jarryd Hayne at 5'8", and it just wasn't working. He persisted with it, and he copped so much stick for it, it wasn't even funny, and eventually he had to pull the plug on it. Now, he tried to do the same thing with Jack Whiten a few years ago, and he copped so much criticism for it that he pulled the plug on it again. But Ricky Stewart has always backed Jack Whiten in. You can talk to any of those Canberra Raiders boys, and they'll tell you Ricky's favourite has and always will be Jack Whiten. And what he's done with Whiten at six, you know, he started last season and it was a bit iffy. He's putting kicks out on the full. He's throwing wayward passes. It wasn't like he slipped into it like a glove, but he built into it and he worked at it, and Ricky Stewart backed him. And this is a great example of what happens when you back players. I'll be the first one to throw my hands up and say I didn't think he'd be able to do it. I thought he'd be back to fullback or centre within a few weeks last year, and what he did was simply amazing. As I said, this is a great example of backing guys and them giving you the absolute best. We saw, you know, in that grand final, a lot of people want to criticise the decision of him getting the Clive Churchill medal. He was sensational in that game, and his kicking game, if the Roosters had just about any other winger in the history of the game outside of Brett Morris on that wing, the Canberra Raiders probably win that grand final, because Jack Whiten was putting those kicks on a 10-cent piece, and Brett Morris, as he's probably one of the greatest wingers we've ever seen, and he handled them so well. This is an award, the Dally M, that I thought Nathan Cleary was going to waltz into this, but Jack Whiten is a guy that truly deserves it. He's worked so hard on his game over the last 18 months. It has blown me away. As I said, I never thought he'd be a 5'8". I thought he'd be back to centre very soon, and now, if he was to get picked, you know, for the Kangaroos at 5'8", I couldn't argue with it. He has been simply amazing. As I said, I didn't expect him to win this award. I didn't expect him to be in the top five, to be honest with you. But I can't argue with it. He is such a good footballer now. He is so talented. He is one of the most dangerous guys in rugby league. I've been writing these coaches' clipboards for about a month now, and every time I have to write about the Canberra Raiders, I try and think of reasons why I can put someone else number one over Jack Whiten, and I simply can't. He is one of the most destructive players in rugby league. And, you know, in these rep sides too, he's going to play centre. You could put him at fullback at a stretch and he would dominate wherever he is. Such a talented footballer who has learnt so much in the 18 months and come so far. And he's had his struggles off the field. We all know that. And he's come back from it. He's dealt with it and he's been fantastic. I mean, you go back and have a look at State of Origin last year, you know, he made sort of a half break and then threw an intercept. And for some people, you know, that would rattle their careers, throwing an intercept in Origin. Jack Whiten backed it up and took his team to the grand final and then won the Clive Churchill medal. And he's backed it up again now with the Dally M medal, assuming he does win it. Incredible stuff by Jack Whiten. If you are listening to this and for whatever reason Nathan Cleary's won the medal, fucking the Telegraph's done an absolute special on me. But it looks pretty home and hose that Jackie Whiten's going to get it. And I really can't argue with it. Sensational season by Jack Whiten. To Roger Tuivasa-Sheck and the Warriors, you deserve everything you've got tonight. Sensational effort.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there. Especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.